Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. So it was an off-Broadway week for me, where, of course, so many shows begin, and if they're lucky, they move onward and upward. I doubt that will happen to the trio I saw this week, but all are worth celebrating in their own ways. My first was Pen Pals, which is enjoying a nice run at the DR2 Theater at Union Square. It's an intimate venue and an intimate show. This one is penned by Michael Griff, notable because it's a piece about two women who communicate only by letters for some four decades. The cast keeps revolving. I saw Sharon Lawrence and Maureen McCormick. They were excellent and are up until January 18th. Melissa Gilbert is among those coming after. The story, such as it is, follows two women brought together via mail in the early 60s. We always know where we are in their lives, personally, of course, but also historically. We hear about the JFK assassination and ultimately 9/11. Theatrically, there's almost too much that happens in these female lives. Pregnancies, abortions, breast cancer, Alzheimer's, affairs, and more. There is humor and many tears shed by the audience. The show, not unlike Liberation, which is now on Broadway, is primarily for women, though I did see a few benevolent and supportive men as well. And it may be catching a current trend of sorts. One of the most popular books right now is named The Correspondent. It's all in letters, and it's hard to put down. Of course, the play called Love Letters has been done many, many times over the years. That one is a man and a woman. And my first play, I have to say, was called Dear Maudie, all in correspondence between two girls from ages 8 to 13. It was written up in the New York Times and then kept getting extended over and over. It's now being done in schools and young people's theater. Anyway, there must be some reason that people hunger for this kind of long-term, almost old-fashioned form of communication. I mean, texting is convenient, but it's not everything. Then I made my way to the ART complex on West 53rd to see Tri-Step Trip. This one is difficult to explain. Its creator is Dalak Brathwaite, and the eight black musicians, dancers, actors do it all. It's called a concept musical and was inspired by the creator's own experience with the criminal justice system. Probably not your mother's show, most likely, but somehow it's hard not to feel moved and impressed by all that pent-up energy. And then a guy named Matthew Broderick got me to the New York Theater Workshop, where Molière's Tartuffe has enjoyed a successful run. This is a new version by the playwright and director Lucas Nath. The cast is excellent, Broderick as Tartuffe and David Cross as Orgon, most notably. Nitpickers will find things to criticize in the adaptation, but hey, it felt good to laugh out loud and watch Broderick in a curly gray wig. As for what's coming, here's one that may have been your first theatrical experience, playing at a tiny little venue. Well, now The Fantastics is being developed for Broadway. Reimagine as a contemporary gay love story. Okay. Try to remember the kind of September. Does that ring a bell? Anyway, let's stay tuned on The Fantastics. And an entity called Purple Arrow Productions is presenting a legal drama by David Gutierrez called Retraction. This is at the always interesting Sheen Center on Bleecker Street. It's playing from January 22nd to the 31st. It's inspired by true events. Retraction follows a journalist as she publishes a bombshell expose about a shocking crime at an esteemed university. Sounds very timely. Finally, we had the Golden Globe Awards Sunday, hilariously hosted by Nikki Glaser. She even took on the very network she was on. Everyone who was anyone in the film world was there, and many crossovers with those who began on and are returning to the stage. Timothy Chalamet won Best Actor for Marty Supreme. Of course, I first saw him on stage when he just graduated high school, and I asked listeners to remember the name. Jean Smart won Best TV Actress, As a reminder, she had a one-woman show on Broadway this season. George Clooney did not win anything, but he still managed to somehow be a big part of the Golden Globe night. Clooney, of course, started in TV, then films, and then his Good Night and Good Luck was a smash on Broadway last season. And P.S., it has just been made available to stream. I must say, Clooney's bit with Don Cheadle at the end of the show didn't quite work, though they were together in the Ocean's films. And let me add that Don Cheadle is coming to Broadway this season. And there were more. Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, those handsome Brits who seem to be everywhere. I saw both on stage here in New York in the last few years. Coleman Domingo gave out an award. Last season, he directed a show about Nat King Cole. Rose Byrne won a Globe, and she's returning to Broadway this spring. Ooh, Michelle Williams won one. Why wasn't she there? Because she's on stage as we speak. Two honorees were not shown on this broadcast, Helen Mirren and Sarah Jessica Parker. They both received Lifetime Achievement Awards. Anyway, need I remind you how many times those two have been on our stages? Anyway, I hope you will find a stage this week near you, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.